Okay, I'm ready. And my mute button's ready too.
You're what?
My mute button.
He's got a I hate.
What is it? Hold that. Hold that up.
I hate that idea.
I got a mute.
What
button.
Is that?
It mutes my.
Why would you do that, John?
Because I'm constantly gagging into the mic and I hate it. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
That's your thing.
No, not gagging, coughing. I'm always like.
It's part of the rich patina that is. Oh, I'm gonna podcast.
Okay, I will make an oath to you two that this is only for coughing, not gagging. It's not a gag button. I will let the gags fly. I won't try to stop our audience from getting joy from my.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't like this at all. I know exactly how I feel about it. I hate it.
It's snot and phlegm-induced noises.
That's an element of your personality. That would be like me trying to turn off my incredibly rapier wit at any point. It's like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear me cough.
Why would I deprive the podcast of that?
Nobody wants to hear me. How could you put a throttle on that, Larry?
Nobody wants to hear me cough.
I mean, next thing you know, Andy's going to... I don't got one for him.
Remember the lyrics to the song?
In fact, I can think of numerous mute buttons I think Andy should have, come to think of it.
Did you save the receipt, Josh?
That's what we're saying.
I literally was like, this is the week. I'm finally getting one. I'm tired of this bullshit. And,
well, your timing couldn't be better.
Couldn't be better.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure your friendships in. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Hold on. I got a fart. Hold on. Better.
You bought a fart button?
I got a fart mute.
That member of the Algonquin Roundtable, friends, is... It's Larry Morgan.
Yes, I'm the George S. Kaufman of the bunch.
Yeah. I'll be Dorothy Parker.
There you go.
I'm Andy Chanley, and who's Josh? Josh Fligger.
Yeah, I'm just Josh.
He's the waiter. Josh. He's the bus boy.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The Algonquin Roundtable. See, back in the 1930s and 40s, at the Great Algonquin Hotel in should I keep going?
No, don't.
All right.
I'm sure George will have a report on it for the next.
Great.
For the next. There's your homework, George.
Every one of those people are rolling in their grave right now with us comparing this to them.
And Sam Farmer, by the way, is on assignment. So, Josh,
he's also rolling in his grave. We bring him up.
Josh, let me get this straight. You went out and you bought a piece of audio equipment,
$50 button,
to better this broadcast. Is that what I'm taking from this?
It took me this long where I finally decided, you know, I really should. I care about this podcast, and I should probably put some effort into it. So I went out and bought a button to make it better.
All of those things are surprising to me, what you just said, but that's self-imposed. We never ever suggested to you there was anything negative about just letting it all hang out, letting every bodily function just do its thing. None of us have ever held back from anything like that.
I don't know what else people would tune in for, to be honest with you. But here's the funny thing about that.
Okay.
About you going and working to better this podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
$50 worth.
Is, as I've been thinking lately.
What are you thinking about already?
Well, we just passed the 4-year anniversary of this podcast.
That's insane.
I still can't wrap my head around that.
It happened last month. Mm-hmm. Four years we've been doing this.
I'm not even sure I had
this.
A job for 4 years in a row.
Well, that is a great point.
Yep.
Very few radio jobs last for 4 years.
Yeah. And that's why, usually, Josh, Andy and I asked you here to talk to you today about something. Come on in and sit down.
Go ahead, close the door behind you. Come on and sit down.
Okay, why is the HR lady here?
Sharon in here?
I got one time I got the only time I got laid off They laid me off on April 8th because the next day they were laying everybody off was my birthday. So I was the first person they laid off. And they specifically told me that not to say anything because we're doing all the layoffs tomorrow, but we didn't want you to kill yourself on your birthday.
Well, that's nice.
Well, that isn't that thoughtful.
To give it to you the day before. Yeah. So your day before is ruined.
And then I immediately walked out and was like, I just got laid off.
Happy birthday to me. Yeah. See you, suckers.
Just told everybody, like, they're laying people off tomorrow. See ya.
Oh, that was a birthday present for you, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Andy, you said you were thinking. So we got to start over the shock of that and go ahead.
I was thinking that it's kind of like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer, they pull him in and they say, we're sorry, we've got to let you go. Well, technically, I don't even work here. That's what makes it all the more difficult. I've been thinking that a podcast that's about absolutely nothing, I wonder what kind of legs something like that has, what kind of enterprise
you're not asking us to try and come up with actual content, are you, Andy?
Oh, thank God.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about gutting the whole thing and shutting it down.
Oh, okay. I'm all in. All right, guys. When the people at you
know. I have been thinking about my mortality. And more to the point, the mortality of this podcast.
Would that be the cancer thing? Does that have some contribution to it?
There's a little bit. There's 1% of truth to what you just said.
Yeah.
That this year was a complete motherfucker. And on one hand, this podcast, I know this is going to be hard to believe, but seeing your two countenances, countenances.
Jesus. I ain't gonna miss that.
On a weekly basis was something that helped power me through this. And the outpouring of love and support from people who listen to this, all 12 of them, has been something that buoyed my spirit. On the other hand, you're right. I find myself getting more and more busy with things for the kids on Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah. You know, like Silas is 11, Vivian's 6, and she's now in first grade. So we don't just have one parent-teacher conference every semester. We've got two of them. We don't just have one kid that's involved in, you know, events after school. We've got two. And there are sleepovers and all of these kinds of things and you know, activities. And I worry it would be, you know, talk about not having any regrets. It would be a terrible regret if I look back on my life and said I missed certain things with my kids
because I was hanging out with Josh.
I was listening to Josh burp and fart and cough and hawk up loogies all day.
Definitely do not want you to miss any of amazing life moments with your children while I'm sitting there going.
Plus, definitely one of you're going to be spending a whole lot of time dealing with one of those kids in court a lot. I'm not going to say which one, but I think you know.
It's clear. It's the 6-year old. She's destined for a life of crime.
I wasn't going to point her out, but yeah. And look, Andy, it's funny because I have been of similar mind recently because one of the things that this podcast absolutely did fulfill for me when it was forced basically to move to remote locations. One, that allowed me to be a part of it more often, which
it had been a
real struggle for me to make it in on weekends and being in, you know, in your palatial estate there in North Hollywood, address being, no, never mind. And so I did, you know, have this outlet, and I don't think I laugh harder during the week than when I'm on this hour with you guys. I walk out with just serotonin flowing through my brain, and it does lift my spirits. But same thing, I mean, you know, I don't have the kid aspect of it, but everything's getting busier now. Things back to normal. There's more interaction. I see more people on a daily basis, so I don't need to see people anymore on the weekend. I would prefer to see my wife and my dog. And I got my own creative projects that I feel like, you know, I got this energy. I want to maybe put that into that while I still have, you know, brain function, while I still have the motivation to do something that's purely for me. So it has been on my mind. I was going to bring it up to you guys. So I'm glad you're the bad guy in this.
Yeah, this is great. Let it all flow, all the shit flow my direction.
Now, well, here's the problem. Josh just went out and invested like that's a quarter of his paycheck. You know how much Premier pays.
Hey, you guys want, if you want, you want to go ahead and ask me how I feel about it, or we just want to skip that and we'll go to the first talk,
Josh,
you guys are fucking quitters. This is complete bullshit. And I'm not quitting. I'm staying here. I'll be here, people. You come listen to me. We'll talk. All right. Me and Sam Farmer. We're going to start our own podcast.
Now, let me point one thing out here, Josh, about that. Last week, you were tasked, because you were late, to add two minutes of content at the end of the podcast, and you lasted 14 seconds. 14 seconds before you went, I gotta go.
I got bored listening to myself.
So, yeah, you go ahead and start that award-winning whatever you're gonna do.
But seriously, I get it. With everything, with, you know, Owen's gonna be getting vaccinated soon. With everything opening back up, it seems this was kind of during the pandemic, this was a way to kind of keep like some relationships together. You know what I mean? Keep a sense of friendship. You know what I mean? Like hanging, like literally, like what we say, like hanging out, going to the bar on Friday after work for a couple beers.
Yeah. You know, I like you guys. I really do like you guys.
It was my complete social network during the last year and a half.
Totally.
Almost, you know, this was I need a cough button.
I'll sell you one for $55.
You got a guy? You got a guy, Josh?
Here's, and thank you for that, Josh. I think that we all feel that exact same way. And I would like to think that people that have tortured themselves with listening to this thing, you know, like the several hundred Statler and Waldorfs that we have listening on a weekly basis.
Well, see, ultimately, that's what it is the listeners are driving us away because they're pains in the asses, yeah, right?
Yep.
If they wouldn't listen, we would just keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, right. I would like to think that there will be an occasion for us to get together and do this just with ourselves, hanging out, like you said, having a beer. And frankly, anybody listening right now, that will be none of your goddamn business.
Or they can come, but they have to stay 6 feet away and listen, and they can't talk to us. Right. It's like the only way they're going to get podcasts is if they have to come and sit in a booth 6 feet away and watch and listen.
Yeah. Well, they'll be the ones we're talking about. So they shouldn't be there in the first place.
All kidding aside on that, I am gratified with the fact that we have actually built a little loyal audience, that we have a group of regulars, that there are people who are genuinely paying attention to what we do and tell us how much they enjoy, how, you know, it makes them laugh as well, and it makes them feel a part of something. That really was the intention, not just the personal one for us to have some kind of connection and to further your, huge celebrity post the sound, Andy, for us to get that personal thing out of it. But that, people actually really get some enjoyment out of it. And that's, I guess, the most difficult part about even considering this is that we hate to leave you folks. We actually appreciate you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that. I was thinking about, you don't just want to, you know, pull the fucking plug and walk away.
Yeah.
Mic drop. We just put out episode 242.
So this is 243 right here.
This is episode 243. What would you say to us going for a nice round number of 250?
I don't think I have enough good humor, and I don't to make it to 251, frankly. I think 250, I'm literally stumbling across the finish line.
I'm fumes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's it. I'm backing in. I'm I'm only good to hang out with you for 250 podcasts. After that, I need a break.
I have even a better idea. It seems like it would suit us better. If I'm doing the math right and the calendar right, episode 249 would be released on the next to last day of the year.
Mm.
So I almost feel like Your Artificial Friends, the perfect number would be the last number before the round number.
One before. So, I like it.
I would like to say that we came in one short.
Exactly.
That is.
Or you know what? What we do is we wrap up 249 and talk about how we can't wait to have the big celebration for episode 250. See you next time. And then just how long is that going to take to get
there? And then Journey shows up. Journey starts playing and the podcast just ends right in the middle of it.
I absolutely love it. 249 shall be the number of the counting, my friends.
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
Well, just keep in mind, for it to work out properly, we can't take... Oop, what was that? I heard a mic clicky.
I heard it. Did you touch your cough button?
No.
Forgot what I was going to say. We can't take any breaks over the holidays. Then we're going to have to be pretty consistent.
We'll have to.
I'm not going anywhere either. So we'll just have to, you know, make sure that we stick to our commitment.
Well, why don't we just in case any unforeseen thing happens, let's just commit to 249.
Yep.
So right. Even if we miss a weekend or something, then the next one is you know what I mean? That we will continue on to 249, one less than 250, one less offering than what people should expect to get.
I like it.
All right.
Exactly. All right.
That way we don't
congratulations.
We don't have to say goodbye. We can just say till next
long.
Time.
Yeah.
So long.
Till next
till
time.
Till next time.
I love it. I love it. Well, it's bittersweet, but I think that it's time, and I also think that we will have never had more people tuning in than we will during these last few weeks, ironically.
Yes. So it's just a stunt, is that it?
Yeah, it's really just a stunt. Yeah, that's basically it.
All right.
But I'm telling you
maybe we can run a contest and I'll autograph my mute button. We'll give it away in like 248.
Those Yaff mugs are really going to be a collector's item.
And I am, even though it shouldn't be a big deal, we should definitely try and do one back at the old... Chanley.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
We'll save that one for 250.
Oh, there you go. Good call.
Heavens.
I'd like to record that episode completely off mic, by the way. I'd like that one. That was the mic in the corner of the room.
I'm still holding my mute button. Because I'm getting every mile out of this thing.
Wait, it was on the whole time? Oh, crap.
Yeah, like on my birthday at the sound. The iPad that was on. So speaking of back at the Chanley compound.
Yeah.
I have another reason for you guys to come and visit sometime. Guess what arrived this last week?
Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. What did he talk about? Well, they're not the Amazon. He wouldn't
the Amazon!
Oh, my God. Why would you want us to see your little smoker tube?
My smoker tube. I've long wanted you to see my smoker tube.
Is it just sitting there? Have you used it yet?
I haven't used it yet. I've just got the pristine, unused smoker tube, and I got a package of wood pellets. Mm-hmm. I went with the...
Flavor you're going to use.
I went with apple.
Uh-huh.
I went with apple. But I read their descriptions of all the different woods they have. You know what one I'm kind of... And this is having used none yet, so I don't have anything to base this on. But the one that sounded the best to me...
Particle board.
Yes, that's right. OSB. Yep. I'd like to try Formica. You got some styrofoam peanuts?
What do you have in a fiberglass? Is that...
it creates a certain smoke that you just... you can't get in any
other
wood.
Can't get anywhere else.
It's a nice little asbestos flavor to it. It's really nice.
Now, I want to get the pecan.
Yeah.
Ooh. Pecan wood, because it says it's like a good combination of the most popular hickory. It's like a good combination of the hickory and the apple.
Don't they also do something where they actually crumble like walnut shells onto the burning embers that creates a little bit of something too. I could be wrong, but I thought that they do that and that helps with some of it. Maybe like dampens it. I remember there's something with like walnut shells or pecan shells or something like that. But yeah.
Well,
have you decided what you're going to smoke first?
You research those shells. All right. I'm going to smoke pole.
Well, it seems
a smoke pole.
It seems to me with the beet, though, if you're wanting to do the beets, I feel like
you need to use that cough button.
It's on. There it is. He's back. I forgot what I was going to say.
What were you doing?
The beets are first in line. They're very much first in
feels
line.
Feels like a mesquite would be just a good old mesquite would be good for those.
Mesquite would be good chicken. I've done it with chicken.
I don't know that the mesquite would be good for the end product that we're aiming for, which is the kale Caesar salad.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking the apple would be probably a good combination for that. Yeah, but going to try that. And some other suggestion. We talked about corn and we talked about the deviled eggs and those kinds of things. But they had other things in there too, like nuts, pistachios, those sorts of things you can smoke. So I'm super excited about.
Have we ever discussed? Have we ever ranked the nuts? I feel like I've had this in the back of my mind for the last 248 or whatever episodes that we should rank the nuts at some point in time. Isn't that, shouldn't we rank the nuts?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Excuse me. Need to get this.
You know what?
Yes.
Hey, why don't we, you know what? I found a list online. Do you want to do the guessing game on the rank of nuts? I found.
Is this who is this from?
Oh, of course, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's
rank the nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say we should rank the nuts. At least top five nuts.
Have we not had this conversation? I feel like
we've had the nut conversation. Now, here's what I think we do. I think we first try to guess.
Okay.
Is this the top five by consumption or by reader's poll or what?
Oh, the one I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Ranking. Think of this ranking of which nut you'd miss the most if it left your life entirely. So this is like a favorite nut.
Okay. So it's a favorite thing, not by consumption. Okay. Yes. Let's do that first, and then we'll double back, and we can rank nuts the way we think that they should be ranked.
Okay. I also want to put a caveat. These are literally just either roasted or raw. There's no smoked or whatever.
Salted or whatever.
It's going to be either roasted or just,
Like basic salted roasted nuts.
Yes. I mean, it helps that certain nuts are more conducive to being more flavorful when you do that. So that takes into account. But you're right. Just raw, unprocessed, unchanged nut.
Okay. Well, I know what is at the top of your list.
So we know the top five, right?
Yeah, just do our own top five, right?
Okay.
We're gonna guess your top five that you found online.
All right, you go first, Andy. You pick one.
And then we'll make up our own five. Okay. I know what's at the top of that list. Even though it's actually technically a legume, it's the peanut.
I mean, peanuts are the standard. Peanut is number one on this list. It wouldn't be number one on mine, although I do enjoy a good peanut.
Now, listen to what he said. Larry said the nuts you would miss the most if they were gone. Peanut butter.
We're not talking about other forms of nuts. We're talking about...
I know, but it goes into it.
It goes into it. It is a raw... If you take them and mash them up... You don't have to smoke them or anything. You grind them up, they become peanut butter. I knew that peanut would be number one, even though it is technically a legume.
Whatever.
Legume.
All right.
Legume.
All right. So that's number one. Josh,
you
got a guess?
Would you like to guess?
I'm going to go with the cashew.
The cashew is number two. Very good. Yeah. And again, technically not a nut, but because it's like from a plant, right? It's
from a tree. Is it from a tree?
Yeah, it's basically it's not a nut like wizards make it out of the ground. Well, it looks like it. If you look at the plant,
wizards create these giant
they're very much like peanuts in consistency.
They're like banana peanuts.
Is the cashew also a legume?
No, a cashew. It comes from a plant. It's the fruit of a plant, basically. And there are other nuts that fall under that category as well. And it's really weird. If you look and see where a cashew comes from, you'll never put one in your mouth again. All right, Andy, you're next.
All right, we got one and two.
This is so easy.
I know what I think number two would be.
That
was number two. Well, I know what number three would be, I think. And here's the problem with it. I have gotten myself educated on this particular nut, and I'm a little upset with it. I'll be honest. And this may elicit a shitty comment from on the YAF line or in the YAF sack with a farmer that might be listening somewhere. But it is.
I've already insulted the farmers. Remember?
We got the battle last episode.
It's the almond and the
correct,
almond.
Number three.
I just found out that almonds, you know, in this last year or two, it takes like what? Do I have this number right? 1,300 gallons of water to grow a cup of almonds.
So good though.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Almonds are one of the most wasteful.
Smoke some of those, buddy. Smoke some of those. Then you'll change your mind about that.
But I could do without almonds for that price on our food and water supply. I'm not into it. Yep. But that's my political comment on this list that has nothing to do with that.
What's next?
so far, you guys have Buzzkill
our nut list, man.
We've been 1, 2, 3.
We went 1, 2, 3. So here it gets a little tougher here, at least as far as this list go.
I'm gonna go. Pistachio.
That is number four. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's well done.
And what's interesting, what I think gives pistachios a little bit of a higher rank is that you really have to work to get to the, if you get the ones that are still in the shell and you have to go through that process for that little tiny burst of flavor, there's something that's a big accomplishment.
This is totally why I think pistachios are the best nut around, because you literally have to stand there and put the effort in, and the nut itself forces you to savor it, you know what I mean? Because you got to open up the next nut. And then, you know what? Like, I get there's no reason for me to get this much rage this quickly when I get a pistachio that doesn't have the little slit to open it up. And I'm just looking at it like, you son of a bitch. You're just, and it's like, I don't know if I should go get a hammer and try to open it or throw it away. But trying to open a pistachio that has just that little slit in there with your fingernails is the worst thing in the world, because I want that pistachio nut so bad. Okay, that's all I got to say about pistachios.
All right.
I get mad when I see like a bag of already shelled pistachios, and I'm like, get that out of here, pussy. I'm not gonna deal with you.
Cindy asked me to get those one time. I was like, why? She's like, so you don't have to take them out of the shell. I'm like, no, you get better flavor while they're in the
shell. I'll tell you what, though, the hickory smoked ones, I know we're not talking about the extra flavor, but the hickory smoked pistachios, holy shit, those are good. I get to stand and eat an entire bag of them standing at the counter. Yeah. You don't even put them in a bowl. I'm just going to stand at the counter. We're going to finish this pound of nuts, and then we're going
to
move on.
I get to the point now where I'm like, I'm so white trash, I just go stand by the garbage can, press my foot down on the pedal, and just open them up one at a time, just eat them in front of the garbage can, just throw them in there. Yeah, I love pistachios.
Never seen Josh in more of a happy place than standing by his garbage can eating some pistachios.
You've never seen a man go from joy to rage that quick too when he gets that pistachio that only has a little bit of slit in it. You can't open it up. That's when the beatings happen.
Andy, it falls on you to try and come up with number five. But think hard enough, I think you're going to get close.
I know what number five is. I've got it narrowed down to two. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yeah. Because I might phone a friend. I've got it down to two. And this is not my final answer, but I'll tell you what two I'm wrestling with. I'm wrestling with the walnut and the pecan.
That's right. I know it's
one of those two.
I will confirm for you, it is in fact one of those two.
Now here's
and the other one, and here's on this particular list, the other one you mentioned is actually further down than.
Ooh, so there's a there's a gap.
So there's an outlier. There's a rebel nut at number six that I would have never put this high. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
If we get real quick, if we get this, we got to keep going until we no longer get the correct nut.
Yeah, I think you got to go for the record, whatever that would be.
So here's the issue.
Uh-huh.
Here's the issue. Mm-hmm. You said that this was, quote, the nut you would miss the most if it weren't around.
Such a weird thing to say.
Yeah. So it's a very personal thing for you.
The title of this is going to be either rank the nuts or the nut you would miss the most. I can't decide which.
With the announcement of our pending farewell, nuts to you.
Okay, so here's the thing. With that being the guiding...
Oh my God, would you just pick a fucking
nut? The guiding light.
How long is this buildup? By now, Regis Philbin would have flipped the chair over and walked out.
By the way, isn't a Philbin a nut?
Philbert. Not on the list. Not on the list.
I'm telling you.
Number 83, the Philbert.
It's Regis Philbert. My nut is number 9. Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm going to say, because of what you said, the one you would miss the most, I think the pecans, although I think I prefer just casual eating, I would go with a walnut. But pecans are used in butter pecan ice cream, old people food. Mm-hmm. And also as a topping on sweet potatoes at the holidays and so forth. Pies. I'm going to go with the pecan.
Incorrect.
And the pecan pie.
Walnut.
Scheiße. Walnut. It was walnuts.
And I will tell you, walnut probably be at the top of my list.
Ooh, well, that's a bold statement.
I know, but I'm a bold man.
Bold choices.
I know what number six is then.
So the one between, so we know that pecan is at number 7, but I'm going to give Josh a shot at number 6.
Before you reveal it, if he's wrong.
This is a controversial one.
Can I have a try?
You both get the shot.
All right, so I'll go first, I'm swinging for the fences because I'm kind of lost this deep down on the list. Because now I'm gonna go with hazelnut.
Holy shit! Yes, that's correct. Josh.
Wow!
Oh my God!
Nut master.
We have found Josh's superpower. Holy crap!
You should be at the carnival guessing people's nuts.
Oh my God! All right. So Andy, the pressure's on now. Technically,
7.
You got one wrong, but we know that 7 is pecan. I've basically kind of given that away. I'm gonna wipe that one off the map here. So what would be at number 8? Now this is where we start to get a little more specialized, a little deeper into, you know, the more specialty nut. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
But if you think about it hard enough, I think you'll come up with this one.
I think it's the macadamia.
That is absolutely right.
Boom! Yes!
Oh. He just spiked the ball right back in my face.
Now Josh, here we are at number 9.
I can't
now,
think of any more nuts.
Now you can. And the last two are definitely like outliers. And one of them is, I believe, just a crime against nature, and how it ends up on any list in the
all
top
right,
10.
I'm gonna go, and I assume it's similar to the macadamia nut. I'm gonna go the Brazil nut. Is that the same thing?
That is not next, but that is the one I was talking about, and it is at number 10, and it sucks. It's the worst
it's
nut.
It's okay. It's not that bad.
It's like you reached down and took a clod of dirt and munched on it. What a piece of crap nut.
No, it's okay. It's a trash
nut. That's a garbage nut. Don't eat that nut over the garbage can. Put it in the garbage can. That is a garbage nut. Any shot at number nine there, Andy?
Well, I don't know that this is really a nut.
Were you thinking seeds? Because there's a couple seeds that I thought.
I'm going to say it anyway, and we'll see.
I'm going to give you it. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say the pine nut.
That is correct. Oh, yes.
Good one.
Look at that. Andy good comes one. Back to tie it up, basically. Very nice.
That was a good one. I never even thought pine nut never even crossed my mind. That's a good one.
Well, it's not exactly a snacking nut, but it's quite popular in cooking for the most part, and additives to other foods. It's not one you're taking a handful of pine nuts and go, nom, nom, nom. But you can just screw off with that Brazil nut. The hell with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, wow. I think we don't even need to rank our nuts. Do we just want to say each other, everybody's number one?
I've already kind of made mine clear.
Yeah, everybody got pistachio.
The walnut with a really close second to pecan, which has a similar kind of feel and texture to it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
What about you?
That's
where
I'm
at. What's your
I'm same. It's a walnut.
Really?
Walnut, both English and black walnut.
Oh, boy.
I love black walnut ice cream. It's got that ashy, earthy taste to it.
That sounds old people right
there. It is old people.
It seriously does.
Exactly. You wear suspenders when you eat it? leather suspenders?
Leather?
Use a wooden spoon. This is good.
Do you have any orange sherbet in the freezer, Uncle Andy? Jesus.
Wow. Fellas.
What about Josh's nuts? I want to hear about Josh's nuts.
Well, sorry. I said pistachio. Yeah. I mean, I can do like top three. To me, walnut doesn't even crack top like four.
Walnut.
Like, I'm like pistachio, cashew, then almond. And I would even say if we're going to start saying like flavored ones, it's smoked. Yeah, like smoked almond might be the number one nut. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I got a poll too. I did some research too.
Oh, wow.
I got something that would be real quick. You guys want to do another one or should we save it?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Well, right. Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, it won't be as long.
I mean, there's only so much content we can do in seven more shows or six or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to try to outdo the nut poll.
Tell us what we do have some phone calls to get to and so forth.
Okay. Tell us what it is.
Tell us what the title is, and then we'll judge if this is something that is a cliffhanger to bring people back
or if we can blow through it. Yeah.
Episode 244.
Josh, coughing your ass off and nowhere near that mute button.
I was reading the thing.
Now I'm pissed off that you're not using it.
I'm not.
What's the point?
I only reserve it for when I'm coughing and not talking. If a cough happens mid talk, I'm not going to go. I'm going to cough.
No, that's annoying. But, you're right. Okay.
But if like you guys are talking and I feel a cough coming, I'm zapping it. I'm getting rid of that cough. No more random coughs. All right. There's a couple of topics in this poll, but essentially is what football fans are voted most likely to start and win a fight.
Wow.
Like what team? What team's fans?
What professional football team fans are most likely to start, most likely to win, most likely to lose, and most likely to break up fights?
I know the top three who's most likely to start.
What do you want to do this?
Should we do this now or should we hold off on this? Because we've got some phone calls to get to and so forth.
You guys make the call.
I think we hold on to it. I think that's a good thing to think about.
Because that is fantastic. Yeah. And I want to watch some football this weekend. And
with that
taking the pageantry of the different palettes of crowds that they've got.
And I want to say this seriously is very telling about some of the rankings of this, because there was some very interesting things to point out on fighting, winning, breaking up, and losing fights. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's fairly accurate from your point of view?
I think it's spot on.
I
looked at it, I was like, I got to bring this up because it nails it.
Can't wait. All right.
Before we get to phone calls, a couple of things I wanted to relay to you over this last week. One is we were talking about Vivian earlier and her life of crime. Mm-hmm. but, you know,
It's very possible she might get away with everything, though. She, you know, she might be like one of those succession people.
It's not a crime if you don't get caught.
Exactly.
That's true. So. That's true. I think that is a high probability. Mm-hmm. But I'm putting them in the car on Thursday morning to go off to school, Laura, Silas, and Vivian. And on Thursday, this past week, we're going to school. And she said, I can't wait to get to school. It's Veterans Day. I said, oh, well, why are you excited about that? She said, well, I'll be honored. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm in Girl Scouts. and I saluted her and I said, well, thank you for your service. But Girl Scout, she feels like...
anyone who wears a uniform? Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah. Were you Boy Scout?
She's a vet.
Were you guys Boy Scouts?
I was not. I never was.
I was.
I was. I was a Cub Scout. I didn't get any further than that.
Well, you know, Girl Scouts, I'm told, are one of the few organizations that are authorized to decommission the American flag. I don't actually know what the process is for that. Maybe that's something George can tell us in one of these final episodes.
But don't they have to burn them?
I don't know.
I think the Elks Club, too, is allowed to do it. Because they do the go to graveyards and they pick up the old...
And maybe Sisters, Daughters of the American Revolution or whatever. I don't know. My guess is one of two things. Either one, they bury them somehow, or they incinerate them ceremoniously, but you know, because burning a flag in protest is desecration. But perhaps there is some ceremonial incineration or something like that. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out in the next five podcasts.
Thank you for your service.
Why didn't you bring that up in episode 149 so we never have to find out?
249.
Also. This last week, I talked to some of our mutual friends from 100.3 The Soundings. I had individual conversations with Mike Sherry, the producer of Mark in the Morning. Mike is a homeowner, and I'm a homeowner. And so quite often over the years, we have had helpful conversations. Mild competitions, I think, on things. We're weirdly competitive on my thermostat, as actually saves 25.9 therms.
You guys are doorknobs.
I know.
Maybe you two should start a podcast will listen to.
Anyway, he's the one, when I bought this house, turned me on to the monitoring company, the alarm company that I went with and installed the alarm. And have then proceeded to raise the price of monitoring the alarm every month for years, for like 7 years, to the point where I'm so fucking fed up with them, I'm done. And they're going to stop supporting the panel that they've got, the type of cellular
that's in the panel. New panel or something?
Oh, yeah, and sign a contract and shit. And I'm like, you can take your $55 a month and roll it up tight. Along with this panel,
shove it up your ass.
Yeah. So I went with a new company. I went with one of those install it yourself companies.
Ring?
Not Ring. I went with Cove. Cove. It's relatively new.
Cool, aren't they? You set it up yourself. It's super easy.
I haven't yet. It arrives on Monday.
I talked to my old man who's like 79, 80 years old and to get one over the. Summer, and when I went back, we set it up, and he's had no problems since. He loves it. It's super. I highly recommend, if you want some easy, just simple security solutions for your house, I would go with one of those do-it-yourself ones.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I can't wait to do it myself
because Charlotte's here alone a lot with the dog. But it's fairly safe where I am. But it may be more comfortable
if you wait. Wait till Amazon Prime Day, and they have kits like for the whole house that you can get a really good deal on.
Cool,
they do. One of the things I liked about Cove, and I'm not paid by them, and I don't give a shit. But I haven't gotten the thing, and I haven't used it, so this isn't necessarily a full endorsement yet. But they You can get the like the wireless outdoor cameras, which I like having, you know, a look outside. And then they also have the doorbell thing if you want that. And inside cameras, which I was thought was weird. I got indoor cameras. Yeah, I mean, it works if you got pets.
You can set like only on when the alarm is. They won't be on when we're here. They're only on when the alarm is set. Right. So.
As far as you know.
Well, no, it's, yeah.
And
if you want to see my fat ass walking around, go ahead. Joy. Here's Josh eating the cool pistachios thing, in the garbage can. Look how pissed off he is.
The cool. Watch him cough. The cool thing that I liked about it was when you order like all of the door things and the window things and all that stuff, they give you the chance to name them before they ever arrive. Like when they're shipped out, so that you'll have like an, you know, a bag that says, this is
I thought you were going to go like, hey, this is Chad. Hey, look, Phil's arrived.
Timothy is open. Yeah. So anyway, that's on the way. That was my chat with Mikey Sherry.
Well, that was good.
It was very cool. It was scintillating. And then I had a brief chat with one radio god.
Oh. Really?
Mark Lamar nice. Thompson. Yeah, I was the one who shared the information with him that Cam Newton was coming back to the Queen City, back to Charlotte to join the Panthers. Not Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
I'm glad you shared that information Panthers. With him. It seemed like you're really on your game.
Somehow when I said it, it didn't seem right. Panthers? Is it Panthers?
Yes, is it in fact the Panthers.
It is, in fact, the Panthers. Panthers Gurr. Yeah. So,
you guys want to hear a fun football fact?
Oh,
if
sure.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Detroit Lions this week, they will be in first place in the AFC North.
Whoa.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it and think about it.
with a record of what?
They'll be 6-3 or 7-3. I mean, they started off 1-3.
Right.
Yeah. They've won the last four games, and if they beat the 0-8 Detroit Lions, they will have won their last five games.
Yeah. I can't, what little I've seen of Big Ben in highlights only this season, he looks like he's moving in slow motion.
You know what?
75 years old and somehow still out there doing it.
The last like 2 weeks of football has just been flat out weird.
Yeah.
Like I don't know who's good in the NFL every week. Like every week there's like three or four games that just like, why is that team winning? You know what I mean? It's just every time a new contender comes out, it's the Bills. Then they lose to like, who did they lose to? They lose to the Jets or something.
Jaguars was it?
Cincinnati comes out and they're going to be a great team. Then they go throw up the two stinkers in a row. And then it's just like Baltimore's lost a couple of stinkers.
Ravens just lost to the Dolphins the other night.
It's just weird. Yeah, you can't tell who's good. I literally don't know who's good in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, just about the time you get the idea, like Rams looking so good, highly, you know, the offensive whatever juggernaut, and it's like, lay an egg at home,
right? And did you hear what just happened?
OBJ.
This is new news as of today. But of course, by the time people hear this, they picked up OBJ same day. Robert Woods tore his Achilles. Yeah. He's out for the season.
They said he might. Beckham might actually play on Monday because they play Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no, he's suiting up. He's going to start on the outside. Yeah, it's ridiculous, fellas. We've got a phone call or two. We got two phone calls, but to do this first one, Larry, I'm going to need a little bit of help from you, if you don't mind.
Low energy bike, Mark. Low energy bike.
Hey, yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. The weather in this part of the country has turned decidedly soggy. We were able to sneak in a few small jobs this week. We redid a horse stall / runout pen setup. I had to install a French drain for the overflow on the water system on that one. Then all new rock base in the stall areas with pea gravel in the pen areas. We were able to finish the backfill on the egress window job. That's a relief to have that one out of my hair. Last week we finished the new mountain bike trail at Mount Emily Recreation Area. This trail is named Red Ledge. it gets the name from a ledge of red rock on one of the corners. This trail is going to be a shining gem of the area. It's a jump line trail with large tabletops and step-ups. With go-around, you're able to roll most of the features. Dustin from Beaverton. Glad you're able to enjoy Dirt Circus. Come again in the late spring when Red Ledge opens. Big fun will be had. Well, out to the shop for me today. That kind of day for this ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
Nice.
I love it.
I like it. Now that our show has become a vehicle for listeners to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Call it and be like, hey, what are you doing next weekend? If you want to come up to Red Flat or what would you call it?
Red Legs? Yeah. Who was it last week? Hey, Dad, suck it.
We're just the middleman for people passing along messages.
We're just a glorified answering machine.
It's time to shut it down when you've gotten to that point, isn't it?
That's right. You guys are just going to have to talk amongst yourselves from now on.
Yeah. Larry, if you don't mind.
Here we go.
That was low energy, Mike. That was low energy, Mike.
And I'm here to tell you guys, I got a little bit of news for you. Not only... and this is another reason that I need to step away from this for a little while. My band, not only have I settled on the name Dirt Circus.
Correct.
I have chosen cover art for the first album.
Great.
Okay. Now, none of the music has been created.
Right.
That's the last thing you do.
That's the last thing we're going to work on.
Yeah.
The way I look at it, it's kind of it's a detail.
It will come together. You go in the studio, it'll come together.
Yeah, it's a niggling detail. But I've got the name of the band, and I've got the cover art I'm pretty excited about.
That's are you just going to tell us? You're not going to show
us? Well, this is a spoken medium, so I really can't show you at this point. Yeah, and I haven't finished crafting it. I've chosen the art. I need to now work on what do you call the iconography, the choosing the font of what Dirt Circus will be written in and this. So yeah. I've got some work to do. I just wanted to let you know I've chosen art. I've chosen the art that's going to go with it. And at a later time, I hope by episode 249, maybe I'll have something to show you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's pretty exciting.
Cool.
We've got one.
Wish you had a mute button.
Cool. You should get an asshole button.
Don't need it.
Yeah. We've got one more phone call here, friends. Here we go.
This is George from Long Beach with the year-end NASCAR recap. Yes, indeed. Last weekend, we were in Phoenix for the final race of the NASCAR year. The four championship contenders were Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex Jr. Those are the four that were eligible. And for most of the race, they ran right up front, 1, 2, 3, and 4. But it was... In the end, Kyle Larson, who, with an 11-second pit stop with 30 laps to go, took the lead and was able to hold off a hard-charging Martin Truex Jr. to take the championship and chalk up his 10th win of the year. So that is Kyle Larson is the champion for 2021. Until next time, this is George from Long Beach.
All right, hold on. Before you say anything, I literally watched. I put the TV on, right? And there was nothing on TV. And I think this channel just came up. And it was one of those things where I was looking at the guide while it was going on in the background. You know what I mean? And I just was like scanning through these channels. I'm like, there's nothing on. There's absolutely nothing on. And I just closed the guide and I watched for like 3 minutes until I realized I was watching NASCAR. And I watched the part that he was talking about where the guy took the lead with like 30 laps left. And I knew everything that he just said. I was like, I can't believe I actually watched 3 minutes of that and knew what he was talking about.
So. He dragged you in.
No, but it was just
George has great power over you, Josh. No, there is no accident, Josh.
It was an accidental NASCAR watching. I would never do that on purpose.
I think you watched it and you liked it.
No, I didn't.
Maybe the NASCAR cool, update is coming from you.
I'll tell you what though, they do a really good job of the production on those things now. They have like it'll show like all his like the acceleration in the car, like whether he's accelerating. That's why I was kind of watching. I'm like, oh, this is weird, because you can see them going into turns and you can see him like taking his foot off of the gas, like on a meter, and it'll show like the speedometer and all that stuff. That's the stuff that I was kind of interested in. I'm
like, yeah, they got to make it look like video games to make it interesting.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Well, it's was there anything in the Yaf? Oh, by the way, I forgot. God, how'd you let me forget this?
It just doesn't matter. What matters anymore? Matter.
Yeah. The Yaf line is 626-657-6428 or amok PM hat if you want to call and speak to us during these last episodes. Down to episode 249.
Yeah, please don't make us do math.
Larry, was there anything in the Yaf sack that required our attention?
Nah.
Maybe? It's not coming up.
All right, well, I hate to put you on the spot. While you're looking for that, I'll just tell you right now the exciting afternoon that I've got planned.
I still don't have a grill.
I was going to ask you about that. You still haven't gotten the grill.
No, I don't want to talk
about
it.
This is 3 weeks. Okay.
That's all I wanted to get it out there. I still don't have a grill. Andy, go ahead.
Oh, man.
You stole my thunder.
I had to get it out. I had to get it out of the air because I know people are listening. They're like, I wonder if Josh got a grill. And I'm like, no, I'm pissed off. I still don't have a grill.
All right. Every certain number of years, you're did you want to interrupt me, Larry?
No, I just.
Oh, now you want me to use the mute button? Is that what you're saying? Before you mock me, now
it doesn't work on me. it only mutes you.
Oh, you mean I'm pointing it at you and pressing it, and it's not working.
Please, Larry, what did you find?
All I was going to say is that there are several emails from different folks about things to smoke. We can have a whole smoking episode in the near future after we hear from you about your amazing experience.
Almost forgot to tell you about the other thing that arrived.
Well, you got one story to tell. Which one? You better pick.
My propane torch.
Ooh,
I got a torch to put on one of my propane tanks. Well, to light the wood in the smoker tank.
Ah, that's overkill. You bought a torch and you used the excuse to. used the excuse to buy a torch just for that.
You know as well as anyone, a can of motor oil and a match is all you need.
Exactly.
Well, I have two quick things to follow up on real quick. One, have caught and released four mice.
Four of them?
Now, are you sure this is the same one four times?
Yeah, he just keeps coming back. He's like, hey, Larry.
the problem is they look exactly the same. But
you should tag them.
That's what Charla said. Is there any way you can clip something on their ear, or spray paint them?
Oh God!
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. We're in the catching and releasing mice business, and Charla got pneumonia. So there's
oh my God! Is she okay?
Yeah, she's been coughing and hacking and for 3 weeks we thought it was just bronchitis, and it's getting better. It's getting just could barely breathe yesterday.
Does she need a cough button?
Yeah, boy. Wow. You know what? I'm going to talk to you, Josh. I might have a pretty good offer on that.
All right.
Yeah, that's scary. Well, our best to her. I hope that she's
at home. It's not.
Soon.
She didn't have to, but we did go to urgent care last night. I just got the best of her. So, that was exciting.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm. Hopefully, it's. I'm glad it's just that and not. Like full on. COVID or
she walked out of there with a steroid in her, a painkiller because she's like dislocated a rib. She's coughed so much. Antibiotics to knock the crap out of her, and some sort of inhaler for trying to kind of reduce the swollen nasal passages and all the other crap that's going on in there, and a cough suppressant. They were like, we walked out of Rite Aid with a bag full of stuff last night.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, hopefully she's feeling no pain.
Yeah. She's miserable, but I'll pass along your best wishes.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, yeah, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You got we got the kids vaccinated the other night.
Owens is tonight. He's got his appointment tonight. He's excited. Did you guys celebrate? Nice. Did you do anything?
Yeah, we went out to dinner afterwards.
I see. Yeah. He wants some donuts. We're going to Dunkin' Donuts afterwards. And then
nice.
I didn't know getting a shot meant you got to celebrate. I'm getting my booster on Thursday. I might get myself some frozen yogurt.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, get a chili dog.
Yeah.
Hey, where did you release the mice?
I walked way out into the forest in the neighborhood, and
did you throw them or did you just lay them down?
Well, you have to kind of release the one end of it, so I kind of had to tilt it back, released it, and then I did a little toss, and then they just start boing boing boing. You see them just bouncing away in the opposite direction, scared shitless.
Was the toss did it have a little bit of resentfulness in it? Was there a little bit of like?
It was a
prick?
Gentle toss. Into the soft pine needles and grass of a gracious forest.
You aimed for a fallen log, and you're like, here's a concussion, you little prick.
Wow. I am certain that they have become the meal of a hawk or something. Exactly. Almost immediately. So,
Larry,
yeah.
How can people get a hold of you if they want to?
Well, you can get in touch with us via Gmail, yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. And if you want, you can follow me on Instagram @TheLarryMorgan.
Yeah. And if you want, you can find us on where they have podcasts and you can rate us or don't. We don't give a shit anymore.
Doesn't matter.
We have a giant surge of listenership in the last.
Hey, if you want a mug, now people, you better start before the holidays.
Seriously, limited edition. Yeah.
Exactly.
Collector's edition.
YaffCraft.com.
Yeah, they ain't going to make any more of them.
Yep.
Josh, how can people get a hold of you?
JoshuaJFlieger@gmail.com.
I am on the social media. You can find me on Twitter @Andy_Chanley, on Facebook @DJAndyChanley, and on Instagram, Andy Chanley.
Okay, you got nothing else to say?
Well, I'm going to finally finish my story today.
I was going to say there's.
I think we're going to go out and get a toilet seat.
wait! You can't! You dropped the bomb at the end of the show.
I know. Because toilet seats run their course. After a while, they don't last forever. You got to go out and get a toilet
seat. You got to get one of those nice plastic cushioned ones.
I told Lara, sky's the limit. We're going to go into the store. She can have any toilet seat she wants.
Oh, you go to the bidet territory?
You sweet talker.
It's how you keep the romance alive.
Yeah.
Are we talking bidet, though? Are you going into bidet territory?
No.
But it's good. It could be cushy. It could be like have a warmer in it. I mean, there's decorative ones.
Yeah, you basically said we're going to go get a car, and then you went to the Kia dealership.
Wow.
You could have went and got a Ferrari.
I actually want a Kia. Huh? I want to get one of those Kia Sorento hybrids.
That wasn't fair. That wasn't fair.
Yeah, I'm trashing on Kias, man.
Yeah.
And their new logo's stupid anyway.
I like the new logo.
It looks like KN. It took me like a month to be like, what the hell is new kind of new car is that? My wife's like, it's Kia. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it is.
It's hard to believe this fairy dust of a podcast is going to end. It's just... This is just too beautiful right here.
The people that you know don't like you, and you treasure your friendships in. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Five more, boys!
So that means we only have to sing that song 10 more times.
Wow!
Nice math.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.